ubepashtus lahachriz lefasim b'chol makim. The Rebbe tells us to publicize everywhere and to say it with dvarim ayetzim and alev, with words that come from the heart. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Omer al de'avod banavim, that the Eibishter is telling us. Whoever heard the Eibishter speaking? So the Rebbe adds, he's telling it to us through the prophets, and he's telling it to every single yid. Rei anochi neisen lefneichem ayom bracha, that you should see, I'm giving you the bracha today, that you'll be able to mamish see b'ene brach basa, the bracha of gula midas v'shleima. And here you see an interesting thing. This was 1 week before Shoftim. The next week, that was the week that the Rebbe said these unprecedented words, that what he's saying about Mashiach, he's saying it as a prophecy, as a nevuah. And the Rebbe spent, we'll be learning the Sicha, spent a great deal of the Sicha to prove that there is nevuah today, and that there's nevuah as an introduction to Mashiach, and that Mashiach himself is a Navi, and that every Yid is going to have nevuah, and the words that Mashiach is coming and is imminent is being said to you as a nevuah. So we see that Parshas Re'eh, just a week earlier, the Rebbe already hinted to it and put into parentheses, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Eimer Adei Avodah V'Nevi'im. And the next following week, the Rebbe already spoke about nevuah in an elaborate way. V'yesh L'Hesef. It's interesting, here the Rebbe says, you should say it with Dvarim HaYetzim and Alev, words that come from the heart. One could immediately see the Yetzer Hara come along and say, aha, that's it. Words come from the heart. What if it doesn't come from the heart? What if I'm not really holding by it? What if I really don't feel that way? So the next line, that ever makes sure that you don't go away with that mistake. V'yesh L'Hosef, U'lahadgish, Sha'achroze v'apirsum l'chol anal, the announcement and the publicizing of all the above, Tzorech Lias, should be by those Shetoyanim that argue Sha'adayin le'niklat inyin zeh b'shleimusam b'shleimus b'avon v'asogah v'akodesh shalahem, that they themselves don't really see it. It didn't really register in their understanding and their recognition. And therefore, they feel that they're not really ready to go tell other people about it. You probably have heard this from people once in a while. And if I'm not on that level that I really feel it 100%, I don't have the right to go out and tell other people. The Rebbe said, Mashiach is coming and his coming is imminent. The Rebbe says, no. This should be said even by those people that say they don't really hold by it. Why? The kaveh shegam metzlam yeshna inyanu amuna b'shleimus, being that they have the amuna in a complete way, because every yid has amuna, therefore yecholim, they're capable, and if they're capable, therefore they have to go out and publicize this to other people. Who are the other people? Hocham ibn Beise, first his own family members, and then to others. Well, Shababadai Ainam Trichon Lisbeil, why should his family members suffer because he's not ready yet? And the same with others that are around him, Kolechad Vachas Misro. The Rebbe is saying here that I have a responsibility to tell other people about Mashiach. I don't feel up to it. So the Rebbe says, why should they suffer? What does that mean? It means that every yid, it's brought down in Chassidus, that when a yid, we know that everything is bashgacha pratis. And that means that this way it was always understood. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that if you're traveling and you make the wrong turn and you end up in the wrong place, and Baruch Hashem, it happens to all of us all the time. So the natural reaction of most people is to get very upset. They don't realize that it's bashgacha pratis. What does bashgacha pratis mean? That your neshama had to pass by this spot, and by being there, you elevate the sparks in this place. So why do I have to do it? The answer is because that's my shlichus. Only Hashem knows why I have to be the one to elevate the sparks in this city. And that's why I made a wrong turn. I got over the wrong exit. And the lashon that's used in these sichus, in my marim, is that in Shamayim, it's already been designated to every person which spark the person has to elevate. And every spark, it has been designated who has to elevate it. So in other words, when a yid goes out on shlichus, and or you go out on miftzayim, and you go to a shopping mall, and you meet someone, there's really a very, very big process of hashgacha pratis going on that's not in front of our eyes. That means that the neshama of the person going out on miftzayim, and the neshama of this woman that's being approached, these two women have a shaychus. And it's been designated Shemaim that you have to elevate this person's neshama. You have to bring to her neshek or whatever it may be. And therefore the Eibishter makes that she and you meet. So it's all Mamaila, these two have to meet. Now what happens if I say, but I'm not up to it? So the Rebbe is saying, why should they suffer? They have to be uplifted by you. And if you don't do it, you pass by the moment, another person can't do it. You're the one that's been designated. Your neshama has to inspire their neshama. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying, why should they suffer? Because you're not ready. And not only that, bevadai, it's certain, shadei ishtadus ha-mesima, if you really make the proper effort, even though you're not up to it, you'll see the person will be able, if you say the right things and you make the right effort, they'll take it the right way. And not only they'll be influenced, but you yourself will be influenced. That by influencing them, ultimately it'll affect you. As many people have written stories and a lot of articles about this, how they spoke to someone else about Mashiach, and they did it somewhat reluctantly because they really weren't up to it. And then they saw how inspired that person became, and that inspired them. So, this is the answer to that argument. In fact, I don't know why, but the reference to Yechid, this is brought up very often. Now, there are those that have this argument, that argument, then there are those that say, Yechid is a wonderful thing, but you can only say it if you're really up to it. If you're really, b'pnimius, deep down in the depth of your heart, feel that you're accepting the Rebbe as Melech Mashiach. And if you're not up to that, don't say it. So it's interesting that Bechlau by Mifzoyim, I don't remember ever, and if someone could show me a reference, I'll be interested to look at it, a reference where the Rebbe should ever say, don't do Mifzoyim unless you, b'pnimius, are on a certain level. The emphasis was always the opposite. No matter where you are, no matter where you're holding, you're able to walk over to another Yid and encourage them to put on tefillin, mezuzah, whatever it may be. However, in this case, when you talk about Mashiach, I mean, Ad Masai. You ever remember the Rebbe saying by Ad Masai, everybody now should scream Ad Masai? That I'm sure you remember, various Fabrangians. The Rebbe himself started Ad Masai. Did you ever remember the Rebbe stopping and say, wait a second, whoever's going to scream Ad Masai should first examine their neshama, and only if they really mean it from the depth of the heart should they scream Ad Masai, or else be quiet. Never happened. And Adarabe, the whole emphasis was that everybody could say Ad Masai. And I think the davening proves it also. Every day we daven and we ask for Mashiach. There's no such thing that if you're not on that level, if you're not really missing Mashiach, don't daven. You have to daven and say what has to be said. And you work on making it more primizdik. But here, the Rebbe says it explicitly, that the inyan of going out and telling people about Mashiach, the imminence of Mashiach, and everything goes along with it, is even for those that aren't really up to it.